Welcome to Carpool. Hope you enjoy the ride home today. Today I'm again drinking Coke, for those of you keeping track, from the fountain at a popular mall food court establishment. All right, here's what I want to talk about today. If you're in the software world, there's a very big elephant that's always in the room. And his name is Agile. That's a huge, broad topic that I am not going to adequately delve into today. And why is the metering on the on-ramp not on when I'm leaving half an hour later than I normally am? That's strange. Oh, there's no traffic, that's why. Cool. All right, sorry. But it looks like I'm gonna have a smoother ride home than normal. Good, because I gotta get to soccer practice for my son, and I'm also the coach. But Agile. Man, there's a lot of money, a lot of consulting, a lot of books, a lot of conferences, a lot of money wrapped up in the Agile world. I am not going to wholesale reject nor accept the current state of it in the industry. I love the Agile principles. I love how they have changed the way software development is approached. In a lot of ways for the better, but there's some things that are some real sticking points and some times where it falls flat on its face, so I want to talk about those today. Let me just say though, if you are working somewhere where you are just in the beginning or about to begin what they will call your agile transformation, I recommend you not listen to me. I recommend you go in to work bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, fresh, full of new hope and aspirations and ideals, and let the agile wave wash over you. If you listen to me first, I'm gonna ruin it for you, and I'm gonna make you the grumpy, curmudgeon, non-team player in the group, and I don't want that for anybody. So, if you're just new in the Agile journey or about to begin, come back and listen to this in a few months or a year maybe. And then you'll get where I'm coming from, and you won't be labeled from the outset as a non-team player. All right, so where to begin? So we have to talk about Scrum, right? A lot of people equate Scrum with Agile. I don't know that that's entirely the best thing to do. A coworker, Agilista, I would say, a friend of mine, put it this way, that Scrum is a tool that can be used within Agile principles or operations. I think that's the best way to compartmentalize it and not equate one without the other. So here's the thing, and I get why it's so popular. There are very prominent books out there that just are music to executives' ears. You can do way more work in far less time, right? Who wouldn't want that? I don't know anybody out there who would reject that notion and not at least be open to it, right? So especially someone who's not in the software world and not as familiar with how software is built and maintained and sold. You know, if you're kind of distanced from that, you love this high-level notion of getting a lot more work done in way less time. That's the pitch, anyway. And then, so you'll have an executive buy off on that, and oh, we're going to begin our transformation, and they'll pay consultants to come in and guide you through that journey. Great. But there's a lot of upfront premise that's involved in such an undertaking that I think oftentimes is false or not there, okay? There's an assumption that the business already clearly understands the value they deliver to their customers, to the marketplace, whatever, you know, whoever it is they are trying to provide value for. There is often an assumption that the business owners and executives know what that is clearly and well and are able to strategize and build a business around that. However, just because a business exists does not mean the business understands the value it is providing, right? I want to get into value. That's a whole other big topic that I really want to talk about in another podcast, so we won't go down too far down that road. But suffice it to say, if the business does not know what, cannot clearly articulate what it is they do or provide that adds value that people pay them for, you're already in trouble. And it doesn't matter whether you do the right Scrum approach or the right Agile approach, you're going to have issues. And that's where it begins to fall apart for most of the companies I've watched and seen and read and heard about. Okay? So this isn't just based on my experience alone and my one or two supposed Agile transformations. This is quite a common thing that you'll find out there in the software industry. A lot of companies still catching onto the wave and riding it, and it's going to be around for a lot longer. I personally have ridden the wave, had it wash over me, seen it pass by, and am now in the, okay, now what do we do? What are the takeaways and how we move forward? That's the state I'm in, right? So you can't, if you don't understand what the value is, right? And you'd be surprised, maybe not, if you're like me, how many businesses can't tell you what the value they provide is. They can tell you, this is the product or service that we provide, which really means this is what our customers are currently paying us for. And maybe that's okay in some cases. Maybe that's enough, right? Maybe that's enough to hire people around, build a business, and away you go. And maybe that's enough forever. But most of the companies I'm aware of and been involved with, that's not enough at some point. At some point, that breaks down. Because it gets confusing. If you don't know what your value is and someone else is defining that for you, either your market or the customer, as the needs of the market and the customer change, you're going to have to figure out how to change and adapt to it. And sometimes the changes will put you right out of the business or out of the market, and you may not recover from that. It happens a lot. And you'll move on to the next thing or whatever. So if you don't know what the value is you provide, you don't know how to prioritize the work that you're doing, and you don't know how to make decisions now and in the future about what your software team should be building. So a lot of companies fall into the traps of, well, we just implement every single thing that the customer requests of us. Okay? Nobody can implement everything that every customer asks for. So how do you decide? Well, you don't have a basis for making that decision because you don't know exactly what it is that they find value in, and what one customer finds value in may not be what another customer does. And then what? For those of you who are thinking, well, you just build as much of what everybody wants and eventually you'll have the right thing. Oh, that's dangerous, because that's not a guarantee. And you make different decisions for a small customer than you do for a large one. And so often the customer who's the largest or the biggest or the meanest gets what they want out of your product. And then what? And we can't assume that those two customers will always ask for the same harmonious things either. Because most of the time that's not the case. And if you don't know what the value is that you deliver as an organization or that your software does, your customers don't either. They're just farming you to get what they can out of you. Right? They can't tell you what the long-term strategy for it should be. If they were great at building software and solving their problems with software, they would do that themselves. It's not this idealistic scenario that they know exactly what they want as far as software. They just can't afford to build it, so that's why they're paying you. No, no. They often don't know what the solution is. If anybody's been in the case where, yeah, they give us these perfectly spelled out specs and, geez, we just had to build the software that went along with it. I'd love to hear that, but I don't think it exists. So there's all these weird roads it takes you down when you're based on a false presumption to begin with, or you don't know exactly what value your software is providing to the market. I think the current software world is interesting because I'm getting into the value stuff. I need to pull back, keep it on agile, right? So, if you don't know what that is, then are you not going to benefit for Scrum or any other agile tools whatsoever and all is lost? No, you can still do Scrum, but you're not going to get the intended full benefit from it, right? So you can't prioritize or define well enough for your development teams what they should be building. But the Scrum framework will still provide this nice feedback loop internally and maybe externally, and may bring up information or things that you need to know and help you make better decisions, but it ultimately is not going to deliver on what the intended goal is. And a lot of really, I don't want to say pro-agile because that sounds like I'm anti-agile, that's not it. But I hear all the time, well, you're doing it wrong. Scrum's not working for you because you're doing it wrong, or you're not doing it right, or you're missing this piece, or okay, well, I'll just tell you right now, anything that requires that a group of humans execute it nearly perfectly in order to get the benefit is flawed to begin with, right? So anytime I hear that, well, it's because you're not doing it right, even though you've been trying as best you can to make it work at the organization for 2 or 3 years, you still can't get it right, and therefore you're not getting, well, it's out, in my opinion. If it has to be so stringently implemented, then the decisions start to become about the implementation of Scrum itself, and you lose sight of what you're actually trying to accomplish. And you make, again, your decisions based on what's best for implementing Scrum, and then get into this weird space where you get really lost. Sorry, I hope maybe none of this is making sense and this is just some kooky rant and all right, fine, whatever. But So, what are some of the other ways that Scrum is not a solution? It's a means, it's a tool. And if you can't make the tool work worth a darn, you need to find what will work for you. And sometimes, there isn't going to be a tool that's going to work for your company. And somehow you're still in business and still making it, but there are so many factors. You can't just apply some mold or model and have it fix everything. Maybe the product people in your organization can't define software products worth a darn. And then your dev team spends most of their time just trying to figure out exactly what they're building and saying, hey, what about this, and what about this, and what about this, which is very agile-like. And that's okay, as long as it's understood that's the phase you're in. Unfortunately, what happens a lot is, well, it's in the development team's hands. They are obviously building something at this point. No, they may not be building anything tangible that's usable and shippable months later. But everyone assumes, well, they're building it right now. Geez, what's taking it so long? And then there's all these other stupid things that happen in companies where people are making really bad decisions based on very limited information, and everybody turns into a project manager, and suddenly it's all about delivering on the date, and now then you're back to traditional waterfall, and you're not doing Agile Scrum anymore, and you're just calling your meetings by those names, and there you go. And surprised, things aren't getting better, right? I think we're missing the understanding. There's a few things that I think are missing that make Scrum enticing, or even Agile for that matter, the bigger picture. But you still have to understand your business. You still have to understand your customers well enough to make good decisions. And if you don't have that, Scrum and Agile is not going to fix it for you. It's just 9 times out of 10, it's not going to. So if you don't know what it is, what are your customers really paying you for, and you don't know the best way or the best technology to build that on, and you don't understand your place in the market, and all these other things that you need to understand to succeed at business, Agile's not going to help, because it's going to be focused on your dev teams and not on the management and business structure and decision-making frameworks as a whole, which is really where the problem lies most often. Not because anyone's dumb. I always hear this come up. Well, he's a smart guy. She's a smart person. Well, yeah. It's not about intelligence. I work with a lot of smart people, and I have worked over the years, and I still see a lot of dumb decisions being made by very smart people. So what do? We just reject Agile and Scrum altogether? No. Understand where it fits, how it can help. And by all means, take advantage of that. But better yet, take a close look at your organization. Or even better, talk to the people in it and get a real clear picture of what your business is providing and what it's about and what its culture is like. And if Scrum helps you do that, awesome, but just be clear about what Scrum's actually going to help you do. And it may have benefits beyond just helping you get more work done in less time. But if that's the only end goal you can possibly see from doing it, you're going to miss a whole lot that's going to benefit you and help your organization. Sorry, my mind kept going blank there, and it was just a lot of dead airspace, so I had to pause it for a second, gather my thoughts. So, and now they just went again because of my disclaimer. What is it with that, where you make a disclaimer and that means an automatic brain flush? Oh, okay, so I think the mere fact that you see so many variations on agile frameworks and approaches, and I'm not going to name him because I don't want to get in trouble, but says sends a very clear message that we're not making it work, and we can't overcome some of our organizational obstacles, and aren't willing to make some of the changes organizationally that we need to improve. So, therefore, we're going to shop around for a better agile way to do it, another framework or another approach that seems to more align with our business. And it's like, well, your business has got to, change. That's just the truth. It's got to change. And shopping and paying for someone else to tell you how to do something that you feel more aligns with your business, I don't know. I'm laughing because that seems silly to me. That you're paying someone to tell you what you already think and believe about your business and your operations. I don't know. It seems like a waste of money. But obviously some people don't see it that way, and so maybe it makes sense to them. But your business has got to be willing to change. It's got to be good self-evaluating, which is an agile scrum thing. All those people shouting that at me right now, I acknowledge that. But what do you do with that information? Your organization has to be willing to change at all and any level. I know I said that backwards, but you got what I meant, right? You have to find, oh, here's where that a change that needs to be made, and the organization has to be willing to do it. And most often what I see, that is not the case. So, if you're not willing to make changes, maybe even fundamental changes to management structure, and maybe who's in management, and processes, and organizations, and departments, if you're not willing to make that deep level of change, it doesn't matter what framework you're paying for and subscribing to. It's not going to be enough to actually get improvements that will have meaningful impact on your business. It's just not going to work out that way. So, in my opinion, that's what the solution is. Improving at evaluating yourself and your business and finding what the real problems are and knowing what to do about them. Figuring that out is what you should be investing your time and money in. Because that doesn't matter what framework you use. You can figure out how to do that, and you're being honest and real with yourself and making the right changes and understanding your business well enough to know where it needs to change and where it needs to change to help your customers better and give them better products. Knowing all that, or listening to the people who do, that's going to serve you much better. And that's hard, dang it. That's the hard part. That's why so many people struggle with it, and it's so much easier to buy into a methodology or a philosophy and peddle that for a while and hope that you at least get some benefit out of it to make it worthwhile and some improvement to feel like it has helped and changed things for the better in the absence of knowing what better to do. Maybe I'm too idealistic to think that you can do something better than that, but I don't think so, because I know other people are doing things differently and still making it work and not adopting frameworks and then retrofitting them back to how they've always done things, and they are succeeding well because of it. And they're much better and healthier organizations for it as well, I might add. Well, I've rambled enough for today. Hopefully that's got you to think about some things about Agile. Hopefully my thoughts and experiences kind of help you evaluate and really take a good look at what's working for you and what's not. And maybe ask why. And start to figure that out. And hopefully we can make things better for more people going forward, and hopefully, ultimately, big picture, larger goal, pie in the sky for me is make the software dev world, software development businesses, happier places to be. All right. Talk to you again soon. Bye.